Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Tonight, Britney Spears, the men from her past speak out.
She was taking Adderall. It's hard to stay up for 3 days. It's hard.
The biggest revelations from the new doc on the eve of her freedom fight showdown.
I have a lot to say. I've never said it openly.
Then Jenna Aniston looking for love.
I think I'm ready to share
really
myself.
She reveals her boyfriend checklist.
I think it's time.
Plus.
My goodness, then what is happening?
Lori Loughlin, her first acting job since prison. Then at home with the Estefans.
Jennifer Lopez is a good friend of yours.
Gloria weighs in on J-Lo and Ben's rekindled romance.
It's funny, right?
And only we're with Shaq, the big celebs he's recruiting for his new project.
You heard it here for an exclusive.
New pieces to the puzzle that is the Britney Spears conservatorship battle. Welcome, everybody, to Entertainment Tonight.
Yeah, we're going to get to that, but first, Fashion Nation, you know this face. And you also know those dance moves.
What is there that? It is right
no,
there.
No, no, get it.
I'll show you them all. There it is.
Get it.
There's a hit.
Get it.
Sure do. It always
yeah, we've
goes.
Got so much to catch up on with you, but first, let's start with the big news. The Britney bombshells from Britney versus Spears.
I've been in denial. I've been in shock. I am traumatized. It's insane, and I'm depressed. Anyone involved in this conservatorship should be in jail.
I'm sad.
The 93-minute Netflix doc examines Britney's conservatorship battle and some of the men in her past, including Adnan Galib, a paparazzo-turned boyfriend. They met when he helped her get gas in 2007.
I asked Britney, can I help you? So I started doing it. She felt better if I was present. She fell sick.
There were nights where she was up. She was taking Adderall.
She's taking what's prescribed.
In 2008, Adnan denied to E.T. that he courted Brit just to get better photos.
Were you falling in love with her?
I guess sometimes it's hard not to.
Also in the doc, a sit-down with Sam Lutfi, Brit's former manager.
He was crushing drugs and putting them in her food and bragging about it.
And you 100% believe that.
Yeah.
To be accused of allegations that serious, that you're drugging the world's biggest star, you call the police, you call the FBI, you don't call TMZ. I was the perfect scapegoat.
Just hours before Netflix dropped Britney versus Spears, Brit, dancing with a doll, joked she and fiancé Sam Asghari had a baby.
You look just like each other.
Tomorrow, there's a court hearing that could address the new allegations in The New York Times Presents Controlling Britney Spears. The dad, Jamie Spears, hired a security team to secretly bug Britney's bedroom and track her phone.
They would also monitor conversations with her friends, with her mom, with her lawyer.
Britney's attorney has called for an investigation. Jamie's response, all his actions were within the parameters given to him by the court.
You know, we say this often, but it's worth repeating. We just want Britney to be healthy and happy at the end of the day.
That's what's important.
That's right. Meanwhile, Dancing with the Stars is all about Britney because next week the stars are going to dance to her songs.
Yeah.
I wonder what Matt's going to dance to.
We'll see.
You were in the audience last night cheering him on.
I sure was. Mm-hmm.
And he gave us the shirtless wonder right in week two.
He did. Because I think he was trying to divert the attention from his lack of hips and put it all on the ass.
Yeah,
you know?
I didn't go past the waist.
I think it worked.
It absolutely did. But you know, the buzz in the ballroom was actually all about who was not there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Cheryl Burke and Cody Rigsby in quarantine after her diagnosis from COVID.
I have COVID.
Did you have any idea you had COVID? Never did I ever think it was going to be COVID. And when it was positive, I was shocked and sad. I mean, I just knew that it wasn't going to be possible for me to dance.
You know what? I had COVID back in February. I got a really bad case, so I just was worried about Cheryl.
Despite the two not being able to be in the ballroom, they are still in the competition thanks to a certain rule.
The judges can base their scores on their taped performance from rehearsal.
Well, what will happen next week on Britney Week? Who will you dance with? Because Cheryl, you'll still be in that quarantine period, right? It's a 10-day quarantine period. Maybe Brit, now that she's been eliminated.
Well, Brit, for Britney Week? If I was able to step in for her until she gets better, I'd be absolutely honored.
Brit was eliminated last night, along with her partner, Cobra Kai's Martin Cove. And once again, Brian Austin Green and girlfriend Sharna brought the heat. I'm so in
love with you. You said tonight that you two are having a storybook romance.
It's been kind of a storybook relationship.
That's new for me.
I think we really filled a void for each other that we didn't see coming.
I honestly, Lauren, I never knew it could feel like this.
Last night also showed there are two standout stars to beat, tied for first.
I feel like you're reinventing the show with your dances.
Even though it's so like world-changing and history-making, to me it's like, my music, my big sister, like it's like, it feels so normal. It had to be you.
This was you and Nick's wedding song, right?
Yes, it was. It was so celebratory for me. It wasn't sad at all. It just felt like I kind of got to relive one of the best moments of my life in an elevated way. You want me,
I want you, baby. Despite that spectacular performance, former Bachelor Matt James now sits at the bottom of the leaderboard.
I just felt in my heart that America needed to see Matt James shirtless. I just kind of had this like feeling.
That was a hard dance. And anything I can do to distract people from my feet and hips, you know, I'm willing to do it.
That is exactly what you said. Distract everyone from the hips and the feet.
Exactly. And it worked out. You got a little bit more points, so we'll see what happens now.
So keep the shirt off.
Keep the shirt off, Matt. Do us all a favor.
All right. Can we move on to Jennifer Aniston? Because is it true that Jennifer is your Hollywood crush?
That's my lady, man. That's my lady. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got good news for you. She is ready for love. Jen's dating revelation is first up in tonight's Know and Tell.
I think it's time. I think I'm ready to share myself with another.
Single and ready to mingle 3 years after splitting from Justin Theroux. Now, where will Jen find her ideal man? Aniston tells Bruce Bozzi on SiriusXM's Lunch with Bruce, it won't be on an app.
No Tinders and no Rias, please. No. I'm an old school girl.
Can you believe that fans are still like cooking up these dating rumors about you and David Schwimmer all of these years later?
Well, that was bizarre.
We know Schwimmer's not an option, but Jen is looking for someone funny.
Humor.
Yep.
Please, beg of you.
Right.
Generous.
Yep.
Kind.
Yep.
To people. Confidence, but not a cockiness.
Also ready for a fresh start, Lori Loughlin, returning to acting. 2 years after being fired from When Calls the Heart, amid the college admission scandal, Lori is reprising her Hallmark Channel role in the spinoff.
You better start calling me Abigail.
Loughlin will return as Abigail Stanton on season 2 of When Hope Calls, premiering December 18th on the newly rebranded network GAC Family.
I'm really grateful my mom's an actress.
Meantime, daughter Olivia Jade told us she's leaning on Lori to conquer dancing.
Well, hopefully she can give me some guidance on what to do.
And finally, Tom Brady on his social media addiction.
That endless Instagram scroll.
The 44-year-old covers WSJ's magazine Fall Men's Style issue out Saturday and reveals he wants to put down the phone, but it's actually how he first met wife Giselle.
You know, I ended up calling her and ended up being the love of my life.
Okay, now let's go from one sports legend to another. I am joined by the Big Diesel, as he calls himself, the Dundada, my friend Shaquille O'Neal. Hi, friend.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Sorry for the sunglasses. I had a rough night drinking a lot of water after the Cowboys
won. Lots of water. I hope you recover by this weekend. You've got a huge event in Las Vegas. It's called The Event, right? And it's benefiting the Shaquille O'Neal Foundation.
This is going to be the biggest event in Las Vegas this Saturday. You're the reason I
believe in love. Justin Bieber, Kelly Clarkson, and Snoop Dogg are just some of the celebs who will be taking the stage for a good cause. Tickets are on sale now.
I'm partnered up with two organizations close to my heart, the Boys and Girls Club and Communities in School.
Why do you feel the need to consistently give back to the less fortunate and those in need?
Because this is what I was taught. I remember when that used to be my family.
Yeah.
I may even get on stage with Snoop Dogg. I don't know yet.
I think I would rather see you sing with Kelly Clarkson, though.
Oh, no, since you've been gone.
You posted a video of you DJing at a festival, and you said you did something you'd never done before, and that was stage dive. What are you weighing in at right now?
375 and 12% body fat. That'll be down in about 2 months. And I'm taking my clothes off when I turn 50.
Oh, God. I didn't ask all that.
You heard it here first. Exclusive.
Thank you very much, Shaq. We appreciate you. All right, now let's keep this celebration of Black excellence going, because only E.T. can reveal the stars coveting the Ebony Power 100 list. And I'll
rise up. Oscar nominee Andra Day, Jada Pinkett Smith, daughter Willow, and Bridgerton's Regé-Jean Page made the prestigious list of people who are being honored because they helped make the world a little better during the pandemic.
It's genuinely very emotional.
Other Power 100 stars include Tessa Thompson, Anthony Mackie, Travis Scott, Tamron Hall, Swizz Beatz, John David Washington, and MJ Rodriguez of Pose. You'll see them all at Ebony's Gala Awards ceremony October 23rd in Los Angeles.
That is a stellar list, and every single one of those names well-deserved.
I agree. Yeah. I think they forgot somebody on that list. Did they? Is there somebody else we're missing on that?
Oh,
Michelle Turner
okay.
is part of the Ebony 100
no.
list. Congratulations. Yes, you are part of the Ebony 100.
Y'all really for real?
For real. You're part of Ebony 100.
Still ahead, only E.T.'s in Miami with the Estefans, Gloria on good friend J-Lo's Ben-inspired glow.
Something in her spirit looks buoyed.
And Gloria's making a relationship confession of her own.
First time in 43 years.
Plus, Tyler Cameron on his search for love.
Are you ready to date again?
And Demi Lovato's alien encounter.
It was this bright light.
The singer's wild story about getting abducted.
I sound quite out there.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We may have someone on the hook. Oh, she got it!
That is my guest co-host, Tyler Cameron, just hiding copies of his book all around New York. The book is called You Deserve Better,
yep.
What Life Has Taught Me About Love, Relationships, and Becoming Your Best Self. It's available now. What were the highs and the lows of dating that made you say, I need to write a book about this?
Well, I'll start with my family, my parents, you know. They had a tough relationship, and I saw, you know, positives, negatives, and things that I'll take from it. I went on the show Bachelorette, and I learned so much about being vulnerable and communicating, things that I really lacked in my past relationship.
You were on Watch What Happens Live not too long ago with Andy Cohen.
Yep.
And you were there. You had your girlfriend at the time,
yep.
Camila Kendra.
Yep.
And you said...
Do I believe in soulmates?
Yeah.
Yes.
What yep. happened?
There was, you know, it just things that happened between us that couldn't we come back from, you know?
Was it a heartbreak?
It was a lesson.
I would be doing a disservice if I didn't speak to the Bachelor fans. Give me a percentage, like from 0 to 100. What's the chance that maybe you could come back as the Bachelor?
I'll throw you 50. You
okay.
Know what I mean? I'll throw you 50.
50-50.
Never say never.
That's fair. Know? All right, Tyler. So earlier, you know, we talked about your big time celebrity crush,
yep.
Jen Aniston.
Yep.
Look at he even blushes when he thinks about it. Well, listen. Your family here with us now, mm-hmm. and we know you love her, so we have a very special message for you.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's really special. Take a look at this.
Jennifer Aniston, really, bro? You really think that you're going to get a shout-out from Jennifer Aniston? Come on, Tyler. Keep dreaming, man. Hey, you're doing a great job hosting today, but Jen Aniston, you ain't hearing from her today, my brother.
I'm done with you. I'm done with Matt. I'm kicking Matt out.
Listen, we kid because we care.
Oh, man, I thought I was about to tell everybody. Y'all had me hyped up, man. I wrote about her in my book.
All right, Tyler, let's get back to co-hosting. We've been having a little too much
fun.
Why don't you help us out with what's coming up next?
All right, I got you. Demi Lovato talks about their close encounter.
I was visited by some beings.
Abducted by aliens? Demi's claim involving creatures from outer space.
They're definitely trying to protect me.
Then Red Table reveals from Gloria Estefan.
I even surprised the crew.
And why her hubby wasn't invited to the set of her new Father of the Bride movie.
I was not having that girl, no way.
Well, J-Lo gave fans a treat at the Global Citizen Live concert.
Yes, she did. She performed her new song, mm-hmm. On My Way, from her upcoming movie, Marry Me.
Ooh, I wonder if that song has new meaning now that her and Ben mm-hmm. Affleck have rekindled their romance. Well, yeah. There is someone who could not be happier for Jen's next chapter.
Mm-hmm. Her good friend, Gloria Estefan.
Yeah, I got to talk to her all about it in this ET exclusive.
Jennifer Lopez is a good friend of yours. She said to me that Ben Affleck was her very first heartbreak.
We're about to get married. It didn't work out, and it was just a bad heartbreak.
How good does it do your heart to see them together again?
Well, I'm happy for her. Yeah. She's happy. She looks very happy.
She looks very happy.
She legitimately, something in her spirit looks buoyed. She looks very happy.
J-Lo and Gloria's friendship goes back more than 2 decades. Estefan wrote Let's Get Loud. J-Lo's 50th blowout birthday bash was held at Gloria and Emilio's Miami mansion. And yeah, I think it's safe to say J-Lo, who told us she believes in marriage even though hers didn't work out, looks to the Estefan's 43-year union as couples goals.
You know, first of all, we love and respect each other a great deal. He makes me laugh every day of my life. And he really thinks about me. Like, I woke on my birthday and there's a piece of paper goes, hey, don't forget, I love you forever. And then the next day for my anniversary, I come back and there's another paper, hi again.
Oh my God!
Happy anniversary!
Not hi again.
So he does it all the time.
That's the kind of real talk Gloria, Emily, and Gloria's niece Lily dish out on Red Table Talk, The Estefans. The new episode of their Facebook Watch series returns this Thursday.
How often are you having sex?
Pero...
Do you think
not
that's
as often as before that I can hear
she's leaving the table.
I even surprised the crew that wasn't aware of something that went down at the table that I shared.
In the meantime, Gloria's already wrapped production on her new movie, Father of the Bride. The updated version that hits theaters next year co-stars her old friend, Andy Garcia, as her husband.
She kissed another
for the
man.
First...
For the first time ever.
Well, first time
with my dad.
Being
with my dad.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, but... I mean,
and he's my
first
friend.
Time in 43 years.
I know, right?
Does Emilio Estefan come to the set that day?
No, hell no. He wasn't even in the city. I was not having that girl. No way.
Smart lady, and that is why she's had a successful 43-year mm-hmm. marriage.
Mm. Quick question, Tyler. Yep. Do you believe there are other life forms out there in the universe?
Oh, yeah. I think they definitely come by, cruise by, see us. I'm like, nah, I'm not messing with these idiots.
I'm done. Let me tell you this. Demi Lovato does, and they talk to our Matt Cohen all about their alien encounters.
I'm living my life, so I go to heaven and never come back.
I had a weird experience, and I don't really know what to call it. I felt like I was visited by some beings in my room. And then, I traveled. It was this bright light. It kind of moved in like these weird
ways.
Demi claims they were taken by alien beings while on a trip to Joshua Tree. The 29-year-old singer says they went willingly and communicated telepathically with the beings they call their light doctors.
I feel like we're all our own worst enemy, or at least I am. And I definitely could see how if anything is up there watching over me, they're definitely trying to protect me from my worst enemy, which is myself.
Can you at least say hello to Demi?
The shocking revelation is made in Demi's new four-part docuseries, Unidentified with Demi Lovato, debuting Thursday on Peacock. The series includes Demi's sister Dallas and best friend Matthew Montgomery. Together, they investigate abduction stories and talk to UFO experts. Demi even undergoes hypnosis to recall their own experience.
Where do you fall on the belief, skepticism, the whole thing?
I have a very open mind, you know, but this was unlike anything that I've ever experienced.
Yeah. Before we shot the show, I was a skeptic, and now since we've shot it, I haven't stopped talking about it.
What if they're already here waiting for us to reach out?
Wow.
Do you believe now?
Oh, yeah, there's definitely something out there.
This is Alien Kevin. He's here every day.
You
know,
nice, huh?
I got a little chill, though, guys.
I'm going to tell you why. Some good friends of yours are here.
Yeah.
The Blue Man Group invade DT. Oh, Nichelle is terrified. You all will not believe what's about to happen next.
Hey, everyone, it's Kevin Frazier from Entertainment Tonight. You know what? If you enjoy listening to our ET podcast, guess what? You'll really enjoy watching the TV show. Tune in every weeknight for all the late-breaking entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Hey everybody, this is Boris Kodjoe. I am co-hosting ET tomorrow. Don't miss it.
I am so excited. My twin, Boris Kodjoe, is back to co-host. We've also got an exclusive on tour with girl dad Thomas Rhett. He's about to welcome baby number 4. Make sure you join us for that. I mean,
early tomorrow, y'all.
We look so much. Boris and I, you see.
Tyler, thank you so much for being here.
Guys,
you know, check out his book,
you.
You Deserve Better. And you know what? It was such a pleasure for you.
By the way, I love this. The Blue Man Group is celebrating their 30th anniversary. They're also back on stage in Las Vegas, Chicago, and New York. Uh-oh. You love the Blue Man Group, don't you?
Yeah, I didn't know that I'd love them like this. Go get your tickets now at blueman.com. I'm trying to get away from Bye, everybody.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.